This month, the Civil Beat poll of Oahu voters said they wanted the rail to go all the way to Ala Moana as originally planned. And while they certainly don't feel great about all of the cost overruns and likely additional costs in future, one of the things about rail that may have given some a more positive outlook was that former Congresswoman Colleen Hanabusa had taken over as chair of the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation Board just a few months ago. She brought a demanding attitude toward the questions surrounding the project, and now with her likely election to Congress, what will that mean for public confidence in HART's future? Colleen Hanabusa joins us now by phone. Good morning, and thanks very much for making the time.
No, thank you for always having us on and doing what you do, Beth Ann.
Thanks very much. Now, you said that you're doing all of this with HART, that originally when you came in April, because you felt that the board needed to be accountable to the public, and that's really trying to do the public's bidding in all of this. After all, the public is paying for it. So what about the public's trust in now the changing scene about HART are you exceedingly concerned about?
You know, I'm actually, I'm feeling a lot more confident. And let me tell you why. When both Civil Beat and the Star Advertiser did their recent polls that showed 60 and 62% of the people believe that the rail should go all the way to Ala Moana, you don't know how good that made me feel, because I think that's the highest percentage that we've ever had in terms of the public getting behind the project. And I think what worked was the board's concern about transparency and also letting the public know. And I think that by doing that, by being transparent, asking the hard questions and letting the public know, what the public has come about is saying, you know, we're kind of okay with the, not okay with the cost overruns or anything like that, but we understand. But we still want the project, and we can get behind it. Because the comments that I get, and I call it my quote-unquote, my supermarket parking lot comments, is that, you know, we just want to believe again. That's what people come up to tell me. We want to be able to believe in this project again. And if we feel that we can have trust in it, or they're not, quote, lying to us, then we can get behind it. And I think that it's been a relatively slow process, but it is public confidence, and it's always been public confidence, because it is an important project for the future, and it's going to be intergenerational. It's not something that people are going to buy in right away, but it is a change in the lifestyle. It's a change in how we look at transportation and how we look at quality of life and how we look at living, because the transit-oriented developments are going to be a key component of it.
You mentioned that, you know, you felt better having seen the polls, and that, you know, people, for whatever reason, either they're simply reconciled to the fact that perhaps it's gone too far to turn back now, or they're feeling better at how it was being regarded or at least looked into, had a lot to do with that watchdog factor. What happens to that in your absence, if you are now often in Washington and people still want to feel perhaps that they want to believe in this project, and they'd like to believe that government is watching it appropriately, and so especially are those on the HART board?
Well, you know, I have now had the good fortune and the honor of serving with them for slightly over a year. I know people think I've been around a long time, but it's really been a year. And I can tell you, I have a very high regard for all of them and really faith that they will carry on, because even among the board members, I've seen also you hear more questions being asked, you hear more people interacting, because I think the culture of the board has changed as well, or they have all become a lot more vocal, and I'm sure the public will be served with that. And also, city council is speaking up more. They're putting more oversight, as is the mayor. So I think what you find is that the way HART used to operate, because of the structure of it under the charter, is changing. And hopefully, when the voters go out and vote in November on the charter amendments, and really then entrust the board with the degree of oversight it should have, I believe that you will see the continuation. And And if I am off the board, it will be only because I have been successful and I'm in Washington. So it doesn't end. You know, it's to remember the Federal Transit Administration is our partner, and that's the way we got to keep looking at this project and what the full funding grant agreement really means. And they are our partner in this project, and I will be able to participate just wearing a different hat.
As that may happen and the board is still left here, they may be more vocal. They may have been given license to be more vocal. Same thing with the city council. But the authority issue seems to still be looming out there. What authority do you think that the board needs to have to be able to continue that sense of public trust and confidence that this project will go forward and be appropriately watched?
Well, I think that what a lot of people did not know, and, you know, and I'm probably among that, that when the vote was taken for the creation of the HART in the 2010 election, I don't think people paid attention to this one sentence that said the HART board shall in no way interfere with the administration of HART, basically. That one sentence within the charter is what basically made the board almost irrelevant except for the hiring and firing and the bonus structure and everything else regarding the executive director. So that is what has to change in this charter amendment. And what the charter amendment does is it just removes that sentence. And what it then does do is it gives the authority to the board to truly have oversight over what's going on, because as it now stands, the board doesn't even approve any of the contracts. I'm not saying they should approve every single one, but it would seem like big transfers, like, for example, from Ansaldo Brava and Ansaldo STS to Hitachi Rail Italy, that something like that. I believe that the board should weigh in so that the public weighs in, because if we don't weigh in, then the public doesn't get to see it on Olelo, and guess what? It's done basically by the acts of the executive director. So that can't be what people wanted. So those are the things that I think you will see changed, and you can really hold the board accountable, and the board isn't going to be able to tell the public, you know, we're doing what we can do according to how you voted our rights and authorities in the charter.
What about holding Dan Grabauskas accountable? I mean, we've seen the way he acted after the city auditor made comments and tried to, and Dan Grabauskas tried to sort of put a preemptive strike out there. There's been a lot of concern about that from you, from the board. What happens to him? Should he be shaking in his boots a bit?
Well, I'm not one to hedge an answer, as you know, but in this particular situation, Dan is still under evaluation, and it's a personnel matter. So we are actually prohibited by state law from actually discussing it. All I will say is this, that the extension on Dan's evaluation and his negotiations is only to August 21st. So somewhere between now and August 21st, and I haven't heard anything about any further extension, we should have action taken. But that's all that I can say about that.
All right, which means to say we only have a few weeks to find out what will be happening after that, and then we can talk again.
Right, we can, and I look forward to that.
Me too. Thanks very much for the time this morning. Good to talk to you as always.
As always. Thanks, Bethan. Aloha.
Aloha. Former Congresswoman Colleen Hanabusa is the board chairperson of the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation. That may change if she's again elected to Congress this election cycle.